If you have an iPhone and an Apple Watch, then listen up. Apple just dropped iOS 18.6.1, and it finally brings back blood oxygen measurements to the Apple Watch. As a reminder, if you bought Apple Watch Series 9 and Series 10, or the Apple Watch Ultra 2, the blood oxygen sensor was disabled, so this finally brings it back. You will also need to update your Apple Watch to watchOS 11.6, so make sure you download both updates. This is actually pretty big news because the blood oxygen sensor on the last few generations of Apple Watches were actually blocked because of a patent dispute in America. The Apple Watch actually almost got banned. The workaround here is that instead of being able to see what the measurements are directly on your Apple Watch, the Apple Watch will actually send the data to your iPhone and then it gets processed on your iPhone. So you'll be able to see all of your blood oxygen readings directly on your iPhone in the Health app under respiratory. There's no other major new features with this new iOS 18.6.1 update, and this will probably be the last iOS 18 update before iOS 26 comes out next month. You already know that I'll be covering all things iOS 26, so make sure you're following for all of the latest.